The sound of whistling and the slam of a car door woke Matt. It was the early morning of another grey day. He recognised the whistling. It wasn't Dad. It was the postman. The post. That was what was different in the hall. There had been a pile of post under the letterbox. He'd assumed that Dad simply hadn't bothered to pick it up. And then, when he checked the garage, the post was gone. He remembered the muddy footprints across the hall floor and the similar sandy marks in the study. Had someone broken in just to steal the letters? What was the point of that? He checked Dad's room. Empty. He stumbled downstairs, almost tripping on one of the books at the side of the stairs. He kicked it away in annoyance, and it tumbled down into the hall. A bunch of letters was appearing through the letterbox and fell to the floor. The books skidded into them. Matt ran to the door and yanked it open. The postman was already on his way to the next house. He'd left the van's engine running, and it was puffing white exhaust into the morning as it stuttered and chugged.
"Hi there,"
Matt shouted. The postman turned.
"Morning, then. You staying again?"
Just for a bit. You haven't seen my dad, have you?
Not for a day or two,
the postman admitted.
Probably off on one of his expeditions.
Yeah, probably, thanks.
Does he know you're here?
The postman wondered.
Not on your own, are you?
He knows, Matt said, and Mum's... He shrugged, not wanting to lie. The postman pushed a bundle of post through next door's letterbox.
You get your letter?
He asked Matt as he went back to the van. My letter?
The one at number 3. Bit odd, that.
Matt checked the latch wasn't down and hurried over to the postman, conscious that he was still in his pyjamas.
I'm sorry, what do you mean? What letter? Old Mrs. Dorridge has it, if you've not picked it up.
He pointed to the house opposite, number 3.
It was addressed to you, but care of her. Came yesterday. I nearly stuck it in with your dad's post, but it said on the envelope, care of Mrs. Dorridge at number 3, and it was underlined, so I thought...
He shrugged.
Well, I don't know. Not my business to think, is it? But that's where it is, if you've not got it.
He climbed into the van and banged the door shut.
Cheerio, then!
He waved out of the open window, and the van pulled away. There was no sign of life at number 3, and Matt didn't really know what the time was. He went back inside and got dressed. It was just before 8 o'clock, and Dad's car still wasn't in the garage. There were a few dry slices of bread on the side in the kitchen, so Matt made himself some toast. He put the telly on, but didn't really pay attention. He checked the letters that had come today. 2 were from charities that he guessed were after money, 1 was obviously a bill, and the rest was junk mail of various kinds.